Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing breakup faulty thinking. I provide audio coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.datemetips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing breakup faulty thinking. So if you are going through a breakup, it's very natural to have a clouded mindset and clouded judgment. Your decision making could be impaired and faulty thinking can cause paranoia. In today's podcast, I discussed three examples of faulty thinking that people can suffer with during a breakup. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is saint and sinner. So when a breakup occurs, there is going to be a dumper and a dumpee. Somebody has ended the relationship and somebody likely didn't want it to end and now finds themselves single and feeling very upset about the situation. And this can cause a scenario where you create a saint and sinner mentality between you and your ex. Depending on the position that you are in, you may see yourself as the saint, you may see yourself as the sinner, and your ex is vice versa. An example of this may be, let's just say you ended the relationship and you are the dumper. You might be in a position where you think, I ended this relationship because my now former partner did something really bad within the relationship. Maybe they cheated on you, for instance. So you might be thinking, I've ended this relationship because my ex cheated on me. They cheated on me, and hence in your mind, you're thinking they are the sinner and I am the saint. Now this could flip around. You know, you could also be the dumper and you might just be thinking, I've ended this relationship because unfortunately I'm not feeling the romantic vibe anymore, but I feel really guilty about this. And I kind of feel like the sinner for ending this relationship and for breaking my ex's heart. I'm the sinner and they're a saint, you know. I don't deserve somebody as good as them, you might even be thinking in the back of your mind. The reality is, though, that you ended the relationship because you weren't feeling enough romantic emotional attraction. And there is nothing wrong about doing that. You know, you have to be happy. Both people deserve to be happy. Now, if you're the dumpee, you might be thinking, well, this relationship has ended, I'm heartbroken, but I am blaming myself. I feel like I'm the person who have caused this, so I am a sinner, and my ex is this god or this goddess, they are the saint. Or you might be thinking, look, they've ended the relationship, they've broken my heart, I hate them, but I still love them. I want them back, but I see them as the sinner and I've done nothing wrong. As you can see from all perspectives, there is this saint and sinner mentality. But what we have to understand is that things aren't always black and white. In fact, things are, generally speaking, multiple versions and variants of grey. They are very rarely, if ever, black and white. And hence, when we're speaking about the first faulty thinking mindset you could have during a breakup, is the saint and sinner mentality. Okay, each person is not going to be one or the other. You can't be thinking, my ex is 100% amazing, incredible, wonderful, they've never done anything wrong. But you also can't be thinking, my ex is evil, horrible, cruel, all of these things. Now, you might be in a situation where you think, okay, my ex treated me really, really badly. And of course, in that instance, you are going to be thinking they are more of a sinner. But does that mean they are 100% bad? That's unlikely. But more likely, you might be pushing your ex on a pedestal. Okay, and that's what we're really focusing on right now. Putting your ex on a pedestal and thinking they are the god, they are the goddess. But unfortunately, for them at least, they aren't, okay? And you need to realise that. They aren't a god, they aren't a goddess, they aren't 100% perfect. And you are not 100% to blame. Whatever the situation, things can be looked around, you can try to conclude different reasonings. Maybe you had an affair and that puts you as the sinner in most people's eyes, but maybe you had an affair because your emotional needs were not being met. Now, I'm not saying that gives you a good reason to have an affair, but what I am saying is there is a reason. You know, people often behave in a way due to the behaviour of other people. Things aren't always black and white. As I said, they're normally multiple variants of shades of grey. So when we're looking at breakup faulty thinking, the first point here, saint and sinner. You're not 100% a saint. You are not 100% of a sinner, okay? And neither is your ex. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Your ex isn't perfect. And none of us are evil either. It's very unlikely that anybody is going to be that 100% way, one way or the other. So when we go through a breakup, our mindset is clouded. We try to put somebody on a pedestal or we try to banish them to hell. The truth is, they're somewhere in between, just as you are, just as I am, just as everybody else is. And if you can try to alter that mindset, you will stand a much better chance of finding happiness in the future. If you want to get your ex back, then you need to be behaving in a way where you aren't putting them on a pedestal, but you also aren't banishing them to hell. Because if you treat your ex really badly in your interactions, even if they dumped you, if you behave in a way which is very argumentative, angry, frustrated, bitter, all of those things, that's not going to help you get your ex back. Similarly, if you put them on a pedestal, if you try to beg, reason, plead, all of these things and say you're so wonderful, that is not attractive. So it's not attractive to do either of these things. And the breakup faulty thinking of saint and sinner is very, very much something you need to try to get a grip of. Because if you have this mentality, you certainly won't be able to get your ex back. But you also won't be attractive to new people in the future. This is a behavioural trait where you have to try to look at each individual person in their own way, but understand that we are 3D people, you know, we are 3D models of people. We have good, we have bad, we have things we can improve upon, but we ultimately are not either one way or the other. So always remember, you and your ex aren't a saint, and you also aren't a sinner. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast about breakup faulty thinking. And point number two is time limit. So when we're talking about the time limit, we're speaking on two fronts here. Some people will be going for a breakup, they have a dumpy, they want to get their ex back, and they are under the belief that they have a certain time limit to get their ex back. Okay, that is the first faulty thinking we'll be discussing right now. You don't have a time limit. Yes, it is true that after a year of being apart, your odds, your chances of success are reduced. Okay, that is the truth. That is the reality. Once you've been apart a year, your chance of success is reduced. But it's not gone forever. I've heard of many instances of people getting their ex back after many years of being apart. And I've heard anecdotally stories of people getting back together after decades apart. We never know when the story ends. We never know what is around the next corner. And hence, you shouldn't be trying to put yourself under this pressure of getting your ex back within 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, all of the things that you can sometimes hear online that other people suggest is vitally important. In my opinion, in my research, this is not the case. There is no time limit about when you can get your ex back, but that doesn't mean you should sit around and wait. Clock watching is not going to help you. Wasting your life away waiting for something which might never happen is not going to help you. You need to live your life to the full, but please remember, there is no time limit about trying to get your ex back. Now also, when we're thinking about time limit, is the myth that you are in a race against time to feel better. There is no time limit regarding when you will start to feel better after a breakup. You are going through grief and you process the grief at your own pace. You are in no race at all. This is just about you, your journey of recovery, and the five stages of grief that you will go through. They will come, they will go, they will come back. You will work through this at your own pace. There is no time limit, okay? Just because your friend or family member may have gotten over somebody very, very quickly, it doesn't mean that you have to do so also. Of course, if you are struggling, then you should contact a local doctor or counsellor for support. But please don't feel that if you're not over your ex, inverted commas, within a few weeks or months, then you are somehow abnormal. You're absolutely not. This is the case for everybody. Everybody goes through things at their own pace. You might get over your ex after days, weeks, months, years. I don't even like the term. I prefer saying you move forward from your ex, rather than getting over your ex. And the reason for this is because I believe you have a special connection with your exes. They will always be part of your life story. You will always be part of theirs. And although you might not be together, it doesn't mean you have to hate them. And it certainly doesn't mean that they hate you. And you can focus on moving forward. So it's not about getting over an ex. You're never going to forget them. They're never going to forget you. But it is important to understand and live your new normal. Focus on being positive. And if you don't get your ex back, finding somebody even better. But the time limit of where you feel okay about this, the time limit for when you feel acceptance most of the time, well, there is no time limit. You will get through this at your own pace, and hence faulty thinking with time limits, whether it's about when you should be feeling recovered or whether it's about how long it should take to get your ex back, there is no time limit. So please remove this as faulty thinking, because you can focus on positive things and not really drag yourself down with all of this extra pressure, which isn't necessary. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about breakup faulty thinking. And point number three is one love. I believe that breakup faulty thinking also includes the thought that you only have one love, that there is only one person out there for you. And hence, if you go for a breakup, you have now lost that opportunity to ever feel like you are in love. In my opinion, you can fall in love multiple times in different ways. Each of your loves will be different. Everybody is unique. Every relationship and connection is different. But that doesn't devalue the love you felt in the past. It doesn't mean that you won't find somebody that you love even more in the future. But what we are trying to get across here is you don't and can't and won't have one love. It's very unlikely. A few people do have the love of their life that they met maybe as a teenager and they stay forever. But those people are in the minority. And even if they went for a breakup, I believe they could fall in love with somebody else. Everybody connects in different ways, okay? We connect in different ways with different people. So therefore, you can see some people you could be slightly in love with, some people you could be very much in love with, some people you could have a long-term relationship with, some people you could have a short-term fling with, some people you will always be platonic with. Every situation is different. And as you grow as a person, as you get older, your mindset will shift. Somebody who you was in love with as a young person, you might not feel in love with when you get older. And this is because you've grown in one direction, they have grown in another. You therefore break up and you might meet somebody new who better meets your requirements, so to speak, within love better right now. Now, that doesn't mean that the person you was in love with in the past wasn't real. Of course it was real. It was real. It was true. But that was then and this is now. And also what is now doesn't necessarily mean it will be in the future. Please, 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 if you're going for a breakup, don't have a faulty thinking of I'll never feel love again, okay? Firstly, you might get your ex back, but even if you don't, you can, will, and have the opportunity to meet new people, connect in new ways, but feel the same level of love, if not even more. You are a different person now to the person you were 10 years ago. You'll be a different person in 10 years' time than you are currently now. And hence you can see if you and your current partner aren't growing in the same direction, then you will be growing apart. And therefore you have opportunity to meet people who are more on your wavelength at that stage of life. It doesn't mean what you had in the past is devalued. If you've gone through a breakup and you're thinking what I had before didn't matter, of course it mattered. You were in love. It mattered. It will always be part of your life story. It'll always be part of your ex's life story. But it doesn't mean you will have to get back together to feel love again. Yes, you might get back together, but if you do, it will be a brand new relationship built on hopefully stronger foundations, because you are new people at different stages of your life. You're not the same people who met 10, 20, 30 years ago. Okay, you're not the same people who met 1 month, 6 months, 9 months ago. You know, depending on how long ago your relationship was, whatever the situation, it is still valid. You are growing. You are a work in progress. So is your ex. So am I. So is everybody. So if you go for a breakup, you might get your ex back. But if you don't, please don't feel fearful, because the concept of you only have one love, I believe, is untrue. I believe it's breakup faulty thinking. I believe you can have multiple loves of your life in different scenarios, different situations, and you connect in different ways. Don't feel fearful, because you will either get your ex back or you can find somebody even better. Because if you go through self-improvement, if you grow your attraction net, you will attract somebody who better matches you right now than you did with your ex during the breakup. And hence you will feel that level of connection stronger than before. The key to all of this podcast is the following. Don't feel fearful. Okay, remove that breakup faulty thinking and believe in positivity moving forward and self-improvement. Okay, you're not a saint, you're not a sinner. Time limits don't exist. And always remember, you can have more than one love. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.